This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
With a collage of arts and culture around Melbourne and beyond. Colin Armstrong, Aesthetica, on Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9 and you're with Colin Armstrong on Aesthetica. We're all set up. The guys from Impromptunes have all set up musically in the studio tonight, so it's a real pleasure to welcome Andrew and Emmett.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to Joy 94.9, but particularly to Aesthetica.
Excellent.
So tell me about Impromptunes, the show. Goodness. So where do we start with that?
Well, it's an improvised musical, I guess. We make up an hour-long musical on the spot in front of people's eyes and also ears and mouths and faces. Basically people in general, I think.
Yeah, so we're performing in Melbourne Fringe and we basically get a title at the start of the show for the musical. We've never planned any of it. We've never thought of it before. Just get an audience suggestion of a title and away we go. So we've got an overture, opening number, jazz hands, spirit fingers, the whole lot. Mm-hmm.
I was reading some things earlier in the evening and I'm thinking a show that opens and closes in the one night, that's pretty amazing.
It usually would be a bad thing. Yeah, we kind of pride ourselves on it, yeah.
Yeah, and you've just, virtually half an hour ago, or a little bit longer maybe, you just finished tonight's performance.
Yes,
we just performed the first and last performance of Shrimp Ahoy.
Shrimp Ahoy.
Oh yeah, music, monkeys, mangoes, shrimp, madness. It was madness.
That sounds quite interesting.
Well, the thing is, you know, whatever the audience asks for on the night, that's what we have to give them. So, you know, if shrimp is what they want, shrimp is what we provide.
What you provide. Now, how many in the cast? How many in the show?
There's about 12 of us in the cast, but we kind of rotate night to night. So there's usually 7 performers plus an amazing improvised musician.
We actually have one of them with us here tonight, Greg Lavelle.
Hi, Greg. I know you're one of
them. So, we haven't got his mic on. I don't
jumping
know.
Again.
Yeah.
And that muso, we've got 3 and they just improvise the entire show, the overture, the on-track, everything. So it's all improvised and they're amazing, amazingly talented.
Yeah, I think that I actually freak out a little watching them. I'm like, but how? You know, the talking and singing or whatever, you know, that's a thing that I guess everyone can do. But oh my goodness, when you watch these people's fingers move just on the spot, it's amazing.
I've read some of your bios and you've got some amazing skills there and experience. So improvisation, I mean, is that how easy, how creative? Oh, well, it's very creative. I'll answer my own question.
Yeah, look, it's something that some of us find easy, but that's just the kind of silly people we are. We're, you know, used to making things up on the spot.
You know, like giant shrimp, for example.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. But it definitely takes a lot of training. It's not just being silly. It's working in a team, you know, being on the same page as actors and stuff saying yes to each other.
People often ask us how we rehearse because, of course, you can't rehearse the same musical again and again and get those, you know, jazz hands really tight. It's about training. You know, you've got to treat it more like a sport, I guess, and there are more useful and less useful things to do in a game of hockey, for example.
So. Not quite as dangerous, generally, but we get into some situations. So.
Yeah, and I think that... I do say it is that teamwork, isn't it? It's knowing each other well in the cast and or who are the performers, and so that you know where you can go with something.
Exactly, and who's got, you know, this niche skill that you can kind of put them on the spot to show off, really. Like, we've got some people who can tap dance really well, so there might be an opportunity for that to happen. You just never know.
Okay, so, yeah, singing and dancing.
Yeah, so that's the other side of the coin is a music theatre, and I think what Impromptunes does that other groups do, but we're trying to really focus on, is to have that whole musical and to make it almost the same kind of quality of musical theatre in terms of voices and dances and stuff. Maybe not the script, probably it's more of a first draft.
That's right. We think of it as a rough draft.
Yeah.
But a promising one.
And And, you know, the voices are great and we have really nice improvised harmonies and stuff like
that's
that.
That's the thing. We're blessed with this incredible cast. I mean, you know, it was we got them together, I guess, but it's we've got people who are Victorian College of the Arts graduates, WAPA graduates. We've got people who've been improvising for years. We've got people who have been cabaret performers in Melbourne and around the place. We've really got a wonderful mix match. What do you call that?
Mishmash.
So a mishmash of talent, and it means that it's a real easy job for us, basically, is that we've surrounded ourselves with the right people and they get in there and do it.
Exactly.
So, Emmett or Andrew, how long have you been doing improvisation for?
Well, I'm probably more of the impro brain of the operation. I've been doing it for 5-6 years professionally, and I know that a lot of people don't realise there is a professional improvisation scene, but you can be paid to do improvisation, and that's something that we're really keen to do, is to reward our cast by paying them as long as people come and see our show.
That's right.
Because, these skills are nothing to sneeze at. Everyone's superbly talented, so we want to acknowledge them as professionals.
And I guess if you're the improv brain, I'm more the music theatre brain. I've been only improvising really solidly for a year. It's been great training, and it's so wonderful to have people like Emmett on board to be like, more like this, or try that for exercise. It's so excellent to have that guiding hand. I try to look after the story side of things and the music theatre side of things, together with other people. Holly James, who's with us, takes care of all of our dancing. I lovingly call what I do dancing, but I think that we actually do it quite well. Considering we're making it up on the spot, it blew me away. The first ever workshop we did, we had it really hit that nail on the head.
And I think part of the joy of the format is the audience knows that it's improvised, so they're a bit forgiving when things don't quite go how they want to. And
that's the fun, you know?
Yeah, the playfulness of it is everyone's on the same page that it's all made up, so we can just relax and enjoy. And when good things do happen, which is quite often,
I would say. Always. Every show.
Well, there's something good about every show, but they're not necessarily flawless. But everyone just delights in that. So.
Absolutely.
Now, while you're with Joy tonight, you're going to do a couple of tracks.
Absolutely.
Songs.
Yeah. We thought, Colin, maybe you could provide us with the title of a musical, which is what the audience would normally do in our one-hour show, and then we'll just get started with an opening number.
And if we want to get people to tweet in or to, I don't know if that's a thing, to email or text you or all of those wonderful ways to get in touch and give us another suggestion, we'll do another number later.
So, as Andrew has suggested, anybody who would like to hear some improvisation for a song from a musical, you can SMS on 0427 JOY949, or you can phone Tanya and Tanya will get the message to me, and that's on 1300 JOY949, or you can email at onair@joy.org.au. And you're going to ask me, Andrew, for a...
Absolutely. If you could give us the title of a musical that has never been heard by anyone before. Of course, we can't have Cats or Phantom of the Opera because there are musicals that exist. We've had things in the past like Texas Homeschool Prom, like Shrimp Ahoy.
Geronimo.
Absolutely. And so if you could give us a title of a musical that you're making up in out of thin air, we will give you the opening number from that with the help of Greg Lavelle and two other cast members here from Impromptunes, Amberly and Cam.
Okay. Joy 94.9 The Musical.
Joy 94.9 The Musical.
Excellent.
Okay, let's do it.
For the first time ever, Impromptunes presents Joy 94.9 The Musical. A joy, every day's a joy, but sometimes things get hard and you say to yourself, oh boy,
everything's a joy, you think you're feeling fine, but then you tune into 94.9 and things get so much better.
Country far away, tuning my radio into joy, listening to what Colin had to say.
Hey, everything's a joy. Everything's a joy. Everything's a joy.
To Joy in the Morning. It's my favorite part of the day. The joy can bring me. I just gotta see the world and say.
Everything's a joy. Everything's a joy. Everything's a joy.
Amazing. Fabulous. Amazing. Thank you so much. Yes, absolutely. Excellent. That was the cast of Impromptunes with Joy 94.9, the musical. Guys, if you could just stay around with me for a moment and we'll come back if that's okay.
Absolutely. Very exciting.
Thank you. I've got the cast from Impromptunes in the studio. We've got a very cosy and full studio here at Joy 94.9 tonight. Now, not forgetting that earlier Andrew has asked anybody who would like to hear an Impromptune on Joy 94.9 tonight on Aesthetica, they can actually just give us a title of any musical that's never been heard, and they will put a song together especially for you. So if you'd like to get your thoughts through, that would be really fabulous. You're on Joy 94.9 with Colin Armstrong on Aesthetica. Tonight in the studio, we actually have Emmett and Andrew from Impromptunes, which is a show on as part of Melbourne Fringe. Welcome back, Emmett and Andrew.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
Yes, and might I say that was just fabulous before. Uh-huh. Your song for about Joy 94.9, the musical. So that was really good. So thank you for that.
Normally we'd do a bit more dancing, but figured on air is not really relevant. So.
Well, we would have noticed it all. So tell me a little bit more about improvisation or Impromptunes, the show.
Well, I guess it's quite a young show, actually, Impromptunes. This is our first season at Melbourne Fringe, but we've had such a great reception. We've had really full houses, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And the audience response has been crazy. We've had people raving to us afterwards, which we're so happy. It sounds like boasting, but really I'm just proud, you know?
Yeah, we've been working on it for a few months now. Not the stories, obviously, they're all improvised, but the project itself and getting people together and training on the skills. So, yeah, a lot of work has gone into it. And now that people are coming and we got a really great review on our opening night, which was lovely. And then, you know, the same people are coming back every night because, of course, the show is completely improvised, so the show is never the same twice. And, you know, we have had some people come to three nights in a row.
Six nights so far.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
And also it's been nice to have representation in the audience from the different worlds, so the improvisation world and the music theatre world.
And people who are fans of either of those things.
Yeah, because what we really want to spread is that the joy of improv and musical theatre in a fun way and have people, you know, enjoy that and learn a bit more about it, because really there isn't a lot of improvisation isn't hugely known about, really.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Emmett, did you say learn about? I'm sorry, I'm making that sound like we planned it. We didn't. We've started running some workshops as well. So if you are interested by this, look us up on Facebook. That's the easiest way to find us, is Impromptunes, which you'll be able to find the details of if you search for that on Facebook, where the improvised musical troupe, obviously, the one with all of the attractive faces. Right, you guys?
That's us.
And there'll be details about that workshop and also like our upcoming shows and all of that sort of thing too. We keep people posted through there because we love it so much we want to share it, I guess.
Absolutely.
It's a big part of what we do, I think.
I was just going to say there, and it was something when you said that people keep coming back. It's if you go to, and you're as I have been known to go to a lot of shows, and you speak to friends, or you might talk to somebody, and you say, "Oh, you've got to go and see this show; it's fantastic." Particularly a segment or something. But yeah, That's not the case.
No, not with
Impromptu.
That's right. They come to a show and they're like, "It would be great if you could come, but you missed it already, and so you could try your luck, and we will probably be good, but we just never know." Usually good.
I would say that we have, out of the six shows, I think we've given six really good musicals out. Yeah. The thing is that we were like, we don't know how hit and miss this is going to be, but we started this season and it's just been so solid, and that's really down to the dedication of the cast. They've been so wonderful.
Mm. And all of you have been together for quite a while?
No, not really. There's a few of us who have worked together before. Some people studied together. Some people have done a part of other impro troupes together. Like the Big Hoo-Ha is a big hailing ground for a lot of us. Mm-hmm. That's where we got our kind of start in musical impro, and we just enjoyed that aspect of the show so much. It's just a small aspect, but we just wanted to take that and blow it out to an hour and just see if we could do it.
Oh, exactly.
I must say, the first session that Andrew and I ran, where we did our first ever 1 hour musical, we're like, okay, this should work, and it did. And we were so relieved because we'd got all these people together and, we actually had a thing. So
yeah, when it was so jump in the deep end and see if we can swim. And we did. We swam. We did a musical called Love at the Palms, as in like a casino.
And I suppose, do you ever get the feeling that where did that hour go?
Yeah, absolutely. You finish a show and people are so positive, and, it's just such a fun thing to be an audience member in, because you do feel like you're part of the show a bit because of your suggestions up there.
I spend time laughing on the sidelines when I'm in the show. Like some of the stuff that I see, I'll be laughing out loud on the side of it as well, because it's all a surprise.
Yeah. And they're just so keen on it, and they gush at you after a bit, and then you can hardly even remember what they're talking about because it's all in the moment for you. But
Emmett and Andrew, it might be time for another song.
Absolutely.
And we've got Corey in here helping us. So, mm-hmm. Corey?
No, I've just been to the phone rooms, and I'm going to go with Becky from Ivanhoe's suggestion.
Excellent.
Thanks, Becky.
Yep. Her suggestion is, "There's Too Much Hair in My Soup."
Excellent.
There's Too Much Hair in My Soup.
All right.
That's exciting.
Let's take it away, Greg.
Excuse me, sir. What is this?
What is a what?
I think you know exactly what I am talking about. My soup practically has a wig on.
It is a le wiggolo soup, like a rigatoni, but with extra protein.
This is part of the recipe?
Si.
There's too much hair in my soup.
Sacre bleu.
This won't put hairs on my chest. There's too much hair in my soup. I heard this restaurant was the best.
Sorry, I don't understand. This hair is not anybody's hair.
Excuse me, waiter. There appears to be not just one fly, but there appears to be a whole swimming lesson in my soup. Oh, there are too many flies in my soup. There are too many flies in my soup. Oh dear, I see that one of them's got out of the soup and is about to do a little poop. Oh!
Okay, gentlemen. Okay, there might be a fly, and it might be a hair.
There is hair, there are many hairs.
So many flies, you have no idea.
It could be a hair-shaped fly or a flyer-shaped hair, but you don't understand, this is the flavor. Like my mama once taught me back in Italy. I can almost hear her voice now.
Si, mama. You will start a restaurant. You'll give the people what they want. You'll give them hair in their soup. You'll give them hair in their soup. Because that's what we have in Italy.
She said what?
She said you put the hair and the fly in the soup. My mammy's a little rusty. Nope. She died from a choking hazard many years ago. But she said, put the hair in the soup.
Hair in the
put
soup.
Put the fly in the soup.
The fly in the soup.
Put the fly in the soup.
The fly in the hair.
Hair in the soup.
Put the hair in the soup. And the fly in the soup. And the hair in the soup. All these ingredients seem very strange, but now my perspective has been rearranged.
Mine's totally changed. You put hair in the soup,
and a fly in the soup.
You put hair in the soup,
and a fly in the soup.
I'll love you forever.
See, Mama. See, now you understand the true nature of the recipe. It is not just a fly. It's not just a hair. It is a love.
You mean you put love in the soup?
Still in the studio at Joy 94.9 on Aesthetica, I have Emmett and Andrew and the team from Impromptunes, and another great performance there, guys. Thanks so much.
I'm going to take the opportunity to shout out to Greg Lavelle on the keys again.
Amazing.
So exciting. Oh, a little snap.
Yeah, it was very good.
Of course, Amberly and Pam stepping in so ably to assist us there with Hair in the Soup.
It was, very entertaining being here in the studio. And to
should have seen the high kicks, my gosh.
But also being and how you incorporate and how you work as a team and how you just can create that just...
So much listening and so much focus just on what your other players are gifting you with, that whole time.
The other thing is we really like each other, so that makes it a lot easier.
That possibly would help,
and I think that does come across on stage, that we're all having fun and we're really liking each other, and the audience gets that.
So. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I think, too, that if you'd like to see Impromptunes and Emmett and Andrew and the rest of the cast performing, remembering it's a show that opens and closes in the one night.
That's right.
It's part of Fringe. It's the venue.
We're over at the Portland Hotel, which is just, it's not even too far from the Joy Studios. It's just around the corner of Little Collins and Russell Street here in the city. Mm-hmm. That's at the Portland Hotel. We are on at 7:30 on Friday, Saturday and Sunday next week. They're our last chances for Fringe, and then you'll have to stay tuned to our Facebook to make sure that you stay tuned to what we're doing after the Fringe Festival's over, because this started as an experiment, but it's working, so I think we'll keep it going, right?
Absolutely.
And it's working by the sounds of it, incredibly well for you.
Oh, if you want to book tickets, you can head to the Fringe website. That's the easiest way to do it.
Fringe website?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is the best way to book tickets?
Totally.
Yep. Beautiful. Great performance. Thanks for everyone who's in the studio. If you'd like to see what the guys, I dare say, look like, check Aesthetica's Facebook page. There'll be a link there in about probably 25 minutes, 30 minutes, I'll put it up on the page. I'll get some photos taken and we'll do that. Now, don't forget, at 10 o'clock, we're going to have Barb with Songs of a Generation. I'm here for about another 10 minutes. But it's been absolutely fantastic having you in, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
It's been wonderful to come in. It's been really fun.
Thank you. You've been with Colin Armstrong on Aesthetica tonight, and it's been a really great show with the cast of Impromptunes. So I hope you're able to catch a show that suits you soon, because here at Aesthetica we're talking about culture and arts, and it's about seeing and enjoying, and Melbourne's a great city for doing that, but also right around. So the point is that we'd love you to do that. Thank you, and I'll see you next Sunday night.
Aesthetica has a podcast. Check it out on the Joy website. Head to the Joy program grid and click on Aesthetica. See joy.org.au.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.